This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It is December 4th, 2015. Vice President Biden at the office at the White House. It is December 4th, 2015. Vice President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, at the Four Seasons in Dubai, the Middle East. These two men are now very critical to understand communication beginning in the morning, 10:45 a.m., from mentioned lobbyists around the Biden family, and also the staff of the White House, of the vice president, Kate Bedingfield, the vice president's communications director, among others. I welcome Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online and Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. This day begins a mystery that Representative Comer and members of the House of Representatives are seeking to solve. The vice president and his son's relationship with Ukrainians who are under suspicion of corruption, massive corruption, and one Ukrainian in particular living in Dubai for fear of arrest. Andy, a very good day to you. Thank you for this. It begins in the morning in a email that is now in the possession of the House of Representatives by Eric Schwerin. Hunter, you identify as Hunter Biden's longtime fellow lobbyist. What is it Mr. Schwerin wants to achieve? Good day to you, Andy.
Good day to both John and Thaddeus. What Schwerin, who is not only Hunter Biden's business partner, but is actually the money man, the guy who manages money for the Biden family, what he's trying to stave off, because there's been some press coverage on this subject, is what the Obama administration, the United States government, and in particular Vice President Biden should say in the event that there are press inquiries about Hunter Biden's sitting on the board of Burisma, which was a corrupt Ukrainian energy company run by a guy named Mykola Zlochevsky, a Ukrainian oligarch who goes by the name of Nikolai to his compatriots. They were expecting to get these kinds of inquiries. So what Schwerin is doing is proposing talking points to the Obama White House and in particular the office of the vice president about what they might say if they get press inquiries.
So the initial email is an inquiry. Thaddeus, you have a question.
Yes, Andy. What would be the purpose then of the vice president becoming involved in this sort of thing? It seems like right off the bat, this is a very bad idea.
Yeah, I think the problem for him, Thaddeus, is he's already involved at this point, and they're getting some unwelcome attention, which they should have known all along they would get. By this time, Hunter and one of his other business partners, Devin Archer, had been sitting on Burisma's board for some 18 months, and Burisma was paying them $1 million a month, even though they didn't have, Hunter in particular, any relevant experience in the energy sector. So, of course, the payments have the look of a bribe to the Bidens on behalf of Zlochevsky, who at that time is on the outs with the current Ukrainian regime that is backed by the Obama administration. He was a minister in the former regime. It's a commonplace in the modern history of Ukraine that the ins use their power to prosecute the outs. That's just the way Ukraine has always worked. So he needs protection, and he's turning to the person who would be best positioned to protect him, which would be the guy that the Obama administration has made point person for their policy in Ukraine, which is very dependent on American support. So it was very bad for Hunter Biden to be on this board. Everybody who knew about it, especially in the Obama State Department, was disturbed by it and thought it was a very bad look. They didn't want to press that issue hard with the vice president. And I think it's likely that they those people who were upset about it had no idea how much money was changing hands. But an FBI informant who spoke to Zlochevsky in 2016 and reported back to the FBI said that Zlochevsky had told him that he had bribed the Bidens by giving Hunter a seat on Burisma's board at a very lavish amount of money. And also, independent of that, had paid both Hunter and Joe a combined $10 million in cash transfers or monetary transfers. So, you know, the question now is that information. So far, we don't have Zlochevsky as a witness or the FBI informant that I know of as a witness. So what I think the House committee that John has referred to is trying to establish is, you know, can we prove these allegations?
This is new information, this email exchange on the December 4th. We need to now go to Dubai, where Hunter Biden is sitting and conferring with his colleagues, because there's been a board meeting by Burisma that day. And Burisma's Zlochevsky and others, Zlochevsky is living in Dubai to avoid arrest back in Ukraine or somewhere else, wants answers from the vice president. And in order to explain what happens, what we can assume happens, what we can guess happens between Hunter Biden and his father, the vice president, we need to go back to the context of all this. That takes us, I'm following your timeline, Andy, back to 2014 and Mr. Biden becoming point person. What was the original agreement or thinking about Hunter Biden, a man who has no special skills in a natural gas company in Ukraine, taking a seat on the board? What was the understanding of why that happened and what it would mean?
Well, we don't know everything, John, but we know an awful lot at this point. For example, before Hunter Biden and Devin Archer took seats on the board at Burisma, they had a meeting with Vice President Biden in the White House on, I believe it was December 14th, or thereabouts of 2014. A few days later, Biden is in Ukraine. Vice President Biden is meeting with the higher ups and other people in Ukraine. And lo and behold, the next day, it's announced that Devin Archer is going to be on the board at Burisma. And a few weeks later, Hunter Biden is also announced to be on the board. Immediately, as soon as Biden and Archer, Hunter Biden and Archer are on the board, they begin to be pressed mainly by the chief financial officer at Burisma, who is a guy named Vadim Pozharsky. They are pressed on what can you do to use your influence in order to stop these investigations by Ukraine and other governments of Zlochevsky and Burisma. That's a constant theme. One of the ways that Hunter Biden tries to show that he's producing is he actually invites Pozharsky to come to Washington in early 2015. So now we're into the next year. And Pozharsky, in fact, is at the famous dinner that Devin Archer and Hunter Biden arrange for a number of their business partners that's attended by Joe Biden. And in fact, Pozharsky emails Hunter the next day after the dinner saying, thank you for inviting me to Washington to meet your father and to get to spend time together. So they were trying to show him that, you see, you have access to the powerful. But within 6 months, they're still unhappy because these investigations by the Ukrainian government and other governments against Burisma and Zlochevsky are still being pressed. So in late November, in the run up to this December board meeting that we're talking about, John, the Burisma executives press Hunter and say, we have no tangible results here. When are you going to tell us which high ranking United States government officials are going to come to Ukraine in the next few weeks and do something about the situation we're in with Zlochevsky and the investigations of Burisma? So that's the lead up to this December 4th series of events that we're talking about.
All right. There's a payoff here. Thaddeus, you have a question.
Well, Andy, this is starting to sound a lot like many of the machinations that went into, say, the Clinton Foundation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And I think if you take this along with the other stuff, Thaddeus, that we've learned about with the Bidens, it seemed to me going through this that this was a lot like another transaction we've talked about, which is the CEFC China transaction, where a lot of money in one calendar year, some $6 million came into the Biden family coffers in that arrangement. So I really think that this whole Biden family business is very much like, to me, what the Clinton Foundation scheme was about, which was to create some kind of a structure so that foreigners can pay gobs of money to these influential American politicians without at least ostensibly running afoul of campaign finance laws and other laws that might obtain. And it's all done, by the way, it seems to me, in violation of the federal law that requires people who do the bidding of foreigners to register as foreign agents in the United States, which, of course, the Clintons didn't do and Hunter never did.
There's a surprise on December 4th, 2015, when we come back. Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online, Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.